This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Good Day program. Memorial Day is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. The big item today, I'm going to really fix everything for you by reviewing what horrible things you'll find in public pools as they open them. Nice.
Why ruin it for us, Doug?
I have lost my banana, and it is really disturbing me.
We have an ATB out on the banana.
Your Snickers bar in the pool.
Put out an Amber Alert for the banana.
I had a banana. I just peeled the skin of a banana, and I put the. I don't know where I put the banana.
Did you
and
eat it?
Kara just said, "Wait a couple of weeks, and you'll find it." Thank you very much, Kara. That'd be helpful. I do not have a swimming pool in my new house.
Oh, how are you going to shower during the summer? Big swimming hole.
You're
laughing, Victoria, but this is true about Ducky. You used to take a bar of soap into the pool with him.
I have these folks that bought my house. Now, remember, my new house where I'm living is next door to the old house. So right. I can just walk through the woods and go over to the pool when nobody's around and take a dip. But it's not the same because it isn't, I can't go into the bar.
Because it's illegal?
Do that. What? What's illegal?
Trespassing on someone else's yard?
Wow. We're all friends here. Anyway, there are a number of things that you should be aware of. As you go to the pool, you need to know what's crawling around inside the pool. But
your banana.
The number one thing that is problematic, so some say, is that 1 in 5 adults admit to peeing in the pool.
Oh, yeah. Anybody who doesn't pee in the pool, those 4 in 5 adults, are liars. I'm sorry.
They say they didn't. Right.
Give me a break. Everybody who says, I never pee in a pool. Oh, you've peed in a pool at some point in your life. Don't even lie. Maybe you don't do it now.
But you've done it.
I don't do it now. Come on. Now? Every once in a while.
I grew up in the ocean, so everyone pees in the ocean. That is true.
Gross facts about swimming pools include the bacteria that is in chlorine pools. I took chlorine out of my pool a long time ago, and I had a deciduous sort of, what do they call it? It was a sand-based cleanser that had a lot of salt in it, and that's what cleaned
that's
the pool.
Actually just called salt. That's what my dad said.
Well, thank you. Anyway, bacteria.
Made it a saltwater pool.
Yes, I did, sort of. Most of the people that go into the swimming pool do it without having bathed first.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at the Water Quality and Health Council report, 70% of people who go into the pool are dirty. Now, if it's your own pool,
and lotion,
make myself.
Fragrances, and you can see it kind of get like a shiny surface on the water. When
well, yeah, and everybody has sunscreen on, so there's, a layer of oil. I used to be a lifeguard for numerous years when I was in high school, and I swam competitively all before that, and I had my pool operator's license. And let me just tell you, going to that class and learning about all of the bacteria, and we had a daycare that would come, and someone would always poop in the pool, or there would be throw up, and we would have to close it. Yeah. And, clean the pool. But when you learn about
it. You never really clean it.
No, when you learn all of the bacteria that is in that stuff. I mean, I still go swimming, and I still love swimming. But it's not fun to know about that stuff.
Let's ask the hard-hitting question, though, Kara. Have you ever peed in the pool?
No answers.
Yes. Yes, I have.
Thank you. At least you're honest.
But you know what? And part of the thing that is gross here is the chemical combination of urine and sweat and the dirt from people's bodies. That's all.
Life's elixir right there.
That's an odor. that comes with the public pools, anyway. I don't know about private pools.
It always freaks me out, like, when I go to Vegas, where I know there is a large portion of people that are drinking and doing God knows what in the pool.
Right, exactly.
Ugh. Yeah. At least it,
you
have
can
your
get
own,
drunk in
your,
one of those pools.
It's your own dirt, at least.
So you want to know how silly this is? I'm looking at this. At this story, after they present all of the problems, then they say, here's what to remember not to do. Never go swimming in a pool if you have diarrhea. Always, always shower before entering a pool. Parents should check children's diapers. Why in the name of God would you put a kid in the pool who had a diaper on? Now, I'm saying that to myself fully knowing the last time I went to California, it was to see Miles take his first swimming lesson.
They have swim diapers, though.
And he had on a swimming diaper. Yeah, he did. I never saw him before. But this is a diaper that seals everything in so that you don't gross up the pool. And it was really fun to sit there and watch him as he, you know, tried to figure out what to do with his arms and his legs. But, you know, going on the positive side of that, taking a young child to the pool is one of the most wonderful things you can do for them, their coordination, their balance, and having them feel secure. There's something about being in the water. If you learn it, if you learn respect for the water when you're young, it can be extraordinarily positive psychologically as you grow older.
Well, when you're a child, you're too young to really be scared of what could happen. We went to the pool and I learned how to swim when I was one. And I've never been scared of the water. I love the ocean. I've never been scared of it. But my boyfriend doesn't really like swimming at all. First of all, partially he thinks it's gross, which I guess it kind of is.
You believe what I just said? Spent the last 5 minutes telling you.
But he's not a great swimmer either. And I think that's such a sad thing to not teach your kids how to swim when they're young, because it's a valuable life skill and it's something that it's never as easy to learn when you get older.
Yeah, it is. So anyway, food for thought as to what is happening that is of a distinction worth a mention here around the country on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for My Pillow. This is a different story now. My Pillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. My Pillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented My Pillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. My Pillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS. Yes.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a six-pack of Scotch Move-In store tape is $19. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from K9 Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
17 after the hour, it's Memorial Day. Memorial Day on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen. This day, originally known as Decoration Day, a lot of stories as to its actual beginnings. Two dozen cities and towns have laid claim to being the birthplace of Memorial Day. There's also evidence that organized women's groups were decorating graves at the end of the Civil War. There's a hymn that was published in 1867 called Kneel Where Our Loves Are Sleeping by Nella Sweet. Carry the dedication to the ladies of the South who are decorating the graves of the Confederate dead. Waterloo, New York, officially declared the birthplace of Memorial Day by President Johnson back in 1966. Difficult to prove actually what the origins of this day are. More likely that it had a lot of separate beginnings and sort of collectively they were all put together. There were some planned gatherings, some spontaneous gatherings of people to honor the war dead after the Civil War. And I don't know, does that come out of our need to honor the dead? Think about who we're thinking about, who you're thinking about today. Who is it that you have on your mind as you think about those who maybe in your family, maybe of your friend circle? This is something that actually is not, it's almost becoming a forgotten holiday in a sense, or the efforts, once again, the school system falls to the bottom of the rung of credibility when it comes to understanding or knowing what this day is all about. It seems to be that we don't honor, we don't think about, we don't care about those who have put on the uniform because the way that we look upon the millennials, younger people, Kara, I might ask you this, the sense around your dinner table, let's say, maybe today, maybe over the weekend, any discussion at all about the wars that Americans have fought in?
Not my family this weekend, although to be fair, mine might be a little different than most people because we're too busy moving into a new apartment, so we didn't have much discussion about it. But
well, your parents, your father, did he have a war experience? Did he have an experience in the service?
My father did not. My grandfather did, and he was his father did as well. He was born in Hawaii at a military base in Hawaii, and so he lived there for a few years, and then he served in the war, but he didn't. He wasn't in a combat role. Mm-hmm. He worked more with technology and
the people that I grew up around. The reason I ask this is because the people I grew up around. My father was in the Coast Guard during World War II. Served. He signed up the day the war started and was on a Coast Guard ship every day until the end of the war. And so I think about him in uniform and my great uncle, who was Dudley Walker Morton, who was the commander of the USS Wahoo. Lost in the middle of World War II, but before that had sunk more Japanese tonnage than any other submarine in the Pacific Fleet. I think about those people, but they're and my children are aware of them. Will their children be aware? Well, yeah, we'll tell the story. But how many of you actually think about observing Memorial Day? How many of you go? There's a website you can go to, usmemorialday.com. A lot of information about this day of remembrance. But is it important? It is to many, but not to most. I think that's probably the best way of putting it. The eulogies, the discussion of freedom that isn't free, applying the history of sacrifice of these men and women to our thought pattern today or the weekend. Or you're just going to have a cookout and enjoy the day off. For many of you, that's all it means. Too bad. Because it is meaningful way beyond that. 21 after the hour.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Stories each hour, and we build the story around things that are going on in music. For example, we have the boss here now, Bruce Springsteen, who was in the Live X live rock performance, one of the first musicians featured. There's a summer song or sound that's better than this. I don't know what it is, and I don't think it's generational. I just think this stuff works.
The Beach Boys, were my first concert ever.
Really?
Yeah,
I had never
Beach
seen
Boys
them.
Oh, they're so good. When I was little, Uncle Jesse from Full House, which was like the big TV show when I was a little kid, he was playing drums he went on tour with the Beach Boys, and that was the first concert I ever saw.
Really? Did you
it
go see it because he was...
Yeah. And my parents went because they loved the Beach Boys, but I went because I wanted to see Uncle Jesse. But I ended up loving the Beach Boys. Bridge that gap. That was a great moment of bridging the gap. My whole family enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, I think that's a way of just doing that here, too.
Music does it.
Martha and the Vandellas, 1967. As a matter of fact, 1966 or 67. Heat Wave, crank it up, Kara. Martha was the secretary for Berry Gordy. You've heard that story, right?
No.
He heard her singing at her desk one morning and said, "Hey, you have a pretty good voice. Let's see if we can play." And all of this was formulaic. Then he found four or five other women, young women that were working at Motown, and they put him in a studio, and this is what came out of it.
Well, you know what? We're talking about bridging the gap between generations.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes, before you came on this morning, Kara and I were talking about summer songs, and I said, "Do you know that song, Heat Wave?" And Kara goes, "Yeah, Martha and the Vandellas."
Yeah.
So right away, both of us picked this song because
because summer music is different than the rest of the, for whatever the reason, things that put you in the mood for summertime are different. All right. So what do we have here?
I think this is in the 80s, right?
Bananarama. Is this Bananarama?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. There's nothing better than saying Bananarama. There's something about that just kills me. The simple little stuff like saying, this is Bananarama on Good Day. Crank it up, Kara. One of the things that someday I'll have Bob or Rich dust off some of the old tapes of me when I was a disc jockey, you guys will laugh your butts off.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Listening to me as a disc jockey. It depends on your definition of cool, probably.
No, I'd love to hear that.
All right. What do we have here?
The Ramones, Rockaway Beach.
Oh, right. Yeah. This is an 80s. Didn't they start in the 80s? Late 80s, early 90s?
Late 70s, I think.
Was it? Did they go back that far?
I think so.
What is this song all about? What's the story here? I know the song.
Rockaway Beach, off New York. That's a big, that's where a lot of New Yorkers go to the beach in the summertime.
It's that all of the rock stuff, without the exception of the Beach Boys, were a West Coast act. Much of the stuff that was summer music started around Coney Island, the beaches that were important in New Jersey and New York, frankly. Some of the really silly songs.
And in honor of you seeing the Monkees tonight, here you go.
All right, Monkey music for Christmas. Monkey music for summertime. 28 after on Good Day.
If you are a night owl, you may be more likely than early risers to develop serious health concerns. I'm Dr. Bornstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. It may be that men who regularly stay up late face a higher risk of developing health problems like diabetes and sarcopenia, the gradual loss of muscle mass with aging. There's even worse news for women. Female night owls tended to have more belly fat and a higher risk of metabolic syndrome, which increases the risk of diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. We don't know exactly why this is, but nocturnal lifestyles can be associated with sleep disorders, and unusual eating times can affect the metabolism over the years. Some night owls smoke more and lead sedentary lives, which has a negative impact too. But here's the kicker. Even if you get as much sleep during the day as night sleepers, it doesn't undo the risk. So, night owls, even though you don't give a hoot about what morning people do, it may be time to conform.
It's Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and we caught up with L'Oreal Paris consulting dermatologist Dr. Gervaise Gerstner.
Melanoma has become a public health crisis in the United States. It is the deadliest form of skin cancer and one of the most common cancers in women under 40.
How to protect yourself?
Wearing SPF every day is the single most important thing you can do to help prevent melanoma and keep your skin healthy, beautiful at every age. I personally love the L'Oreal Paris Revitalift Bright Reveal with SPF 30. It's protecting, brightening, and correcting. Another thing one can do is apply the sunscreen on the tops of the ears, the tops of the hands, because those are areas that we oftentimes burn.
And if you like getting a little bit of color,
L'Oreal just launched the Bleem Bronze Summer Express Body Lotion and Face Cream. They are full coverage, temporary tinted creams that give you an awesome bronzy look. And the face lotion also has SPF 20 in it.
Visit itsthatworthit.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Spend your life with extended. Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Good day. Time is 34 after the hour. Live on Memorial Day. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen here overviewing what's going on as Memorial Day is upon us. It's an opportunity for people who are running for office to get out there, be visible, be heard, and to say things that may or may not make a difference. I guess it depends on where you're coming from. I thought it was interesting in Orlando over the weekend, looking at some of these pictures of the delegates who are puffing away on e-cigarettes and listening to the chants of freedom, freedom, freedom. The booths at the convention proclaiming the virtues of using hemp. And it's called trickle-up economics. A lot of books laying around on tables written by Ayn Rand, a woman who is wearing angel wings, the activists all over the place, the people who are decrying drug war policies and how to abolish the government in three steps. Sounds like a libertarian convention to me. And so, that was what was going on yesterday. There were a couple of former Republican governors there who actually are on the ticket. Libertarians selecting former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson as the presidential nominee, and the vice presidential nominee is former Massachusetts Governor William Weld. So let's first hear from Gary Johnson as the official nominee, talking about his hopes and what perhaps will come out of this attempt.
I've always said that it's your hard work, it's every one of your work over the years that has gotten us to this point, and I recognize that, and I will work as hard as I can to represent everybody in this room. I tell the truth. I am not a liar. And I make plenty of mistakes, but what I say here at this convention is what I say everywhere, wherever I go, and I believe it is a really libertarian message wherever I go.
I'm a libertarian through and through. There's something about these two fellas that appeals to me, although I find that there is something about Trump that appeals to me, and there's something about Sanders that appeals to me, and actually even something about Hillary Clinton that appeals to me. What doesn't appeal to me is what's going on, sometimes state by state, federal regulations. For those of you who live in California, did you know that there's a law that's been passed that will require you to vaccinate your children? The libertarians get a hold of stuff like this and they run with it because it is anathema to the freedom lovers in this country. Being told by the government that you have to have your child vaccinated for some 40 different things before he or she can go to school, public school, private school, makes no difference. Either you get the shots or you homeschool your child and you still will pay your taxes. That's what the state of California has said, and that's why the movements of Donald Trump and the movements of Bernie Sanders and the movements of Gary Johnson and Bill Weld will make a difference, because people are fed up with this kind of stuff. Where is choice? Where is freedom? How the hell, what is it of, what business is it of yours as to how I vaccinate my child and under what circumstances? You can say it's for the public good. Yeah, well, that may be. But there is a choice. And you can say, well, the children don't have a choice if their parents tell them that they're not going to have any vaccines. Well, there are plenty of children who are living healthy lives. As a matter of fact, you can make the argument children who have very few vaccinations live a healthier life than those who may be exposed to some of the things that are in some of these vaccines. So that's the kind of stuff you're going to hear from the Libertarian Party. It sees itself as the alternative. They're happy that they have the likes of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton to run against. And as a matter of fact, there, I think for the first time there may be some real honest news media attention. Usually the news media, the arrogance of them and their like, take the libertarians and put them in a closet. Oh, those are fringe candidates. Those are crazy people. Those are the ones who promote legalizing marijuana. Those are the ones who want to tear up the tax code. Well, you know what? Most people in this country do want to legalize marijuana. Most people in this country want to tear up the tax code. Most people are fed up and beyond fed up. So can Trump handle this? Can he attract all these people? Larry Sharp, who's a businessman and a candidate for libertarian political opportunity and circumstances, says we have been given the gift of Trump and Clinton. The people who are running have ears open. Let's find out what the public wants. Maybe they'll vote for us when they find out who we are. So this is the third largest party by voter registration. I should correct that. It's the third largest party, excluding those people who consider themselves independent, often overlooked by the news media, because of their positions on social issues and the fact that they are dubbed by the news media not realistic when it comes to their fiscal positions. Ha! That's typical news media gobbledygook or BS they don't fit into our bag of tricks. So most people who understand the libertarian movement, the reason that I like it is for those reasons. I don't really give a damn about marijuana. I do not like the tax code. I do think it's unfair, untenable, unwieldy. It just doesn't work. And then there are the people who want to come into my life, many of you, who call yourselves Republicans, but you're a Republicans in name only. You say that people like Weld were and others who aren't conservative enough for you when it comes to social issues. It's none of your damn business what I do or anybody else does. But you don't get it, and therefore you have people to deal with. Trump isn't going to, that's not his thing. He doesn't care what people do socially, and neither does anybody else who really has an openness to what freedom is. This is supposed to be a free country. Look around you. Do you feel like it's a free country? Is business able to grow the way it ought to be able to grow without the government getting into your face at every turn? It's always the government this, the government that, the government. Gobbledygook. Okay, so let's now, as we talked about Gary Johnson as the nominee for president, here's Bill Weld setting the record straight on what he knows regarding the Trumps and the Clintons.
You were nominated before you resigned as governor of Massachusetts to be ambassador to Mexico by President Clinton. What is your relationship with the Clintons?
It's good. And I worked with Mrs. Clinton back in the 70s. We were still in our 20s. That was on the Nixon impeachment. Fascinating time. Bill Clinton I got along with very well as fellow governors, and I was generally supportive of him as president as well.
When's the last time you've spoken with the Clintons, Secretary Clinton?
I don't think I've spoken with her in 2 years. I've seen her in New York, because I lived in New York for 10 years not long ago, and I would see both of them there.
And you ran for New York governor. Do you have any relationship with Donald Trump?
I knew Donald socially in New York, that's all. But we did see him and Melania around town a little bit.
And what's your opinion of him?
Well, there's the Donald Trump that you meet socially, and he's a warm person, not an ungenerous person. Some of the stuff that he's running on, I think, is absolutely chaotic. I'm going to do this to Mexico. Okay, that's a violation of the North American Free Trade Agreement, which is the supreme law of the land. It's a treaty. We signed it. I'm going to do this to China, no questions asked. Okay, that's a violation of the World Trade Organization rules, exposing us, the United States, to sanctions there. So we would be the rogue nation. I don't think we want to be the rogue nation, you know? Let's let North Korea be the rogue nation, not us.
So that's what you're going to hear, common sense, intelligence. And I told you before, I think, well, maybe you didn't hear me with my theory. I'll give it to you one more time for those who didn't hear me. Bill Weld is, as he admits, a very close friend of the Clintons. And it isn't beyond my, but I think he's too ethical, so I'm not sure that this really happened. But it's good for conversation. What ifs? What if Bill Weld and Bill Clinton got together and said, okay, why don't you run for vice president here, or why don't you make some noise, suck off some votes from Donald Trump, and then when we get to be, get to be president, you can be the attorney general. You know what? Stranger things have happened. It is food for thought, something to think about, as we work our way through the political landscape this Monday morning. It's Memorial Day at 44 after on Good Day.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
60 Seconds to a Better Life. You're listening to Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Tired of people pushing your buttons? Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith says, realizing you have them is the first step.
As we journey through life, the typical reaction is there is a trigger. The trigger produces an impulse, and impulse leads to behavior. If we can change the cycle a little so there's a trigger, it still will produce an impulse. But we have an awareness of what's going on around us. Then we realize we have a choice. Then we exhibit the behavior. And if you can just get to that level of awareness and choice, 80-90% of the time, we'll probably come up with a good solution.
When it feels like the whole world is working against you, it's good to know you have an ally. Doing What Works is here to help you to overcome and succeed. That's our job, and we love doing it for you in big and little ways every day. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
So your partner's in the mood and ready, but you're not? Sexual health expert Dr. Sharon Parrish says 44% of U.S. women say they have a sexual problem or concern.
Whatever your age, sexual relations are important for overall women's physical and mental health. In women, stress, trouble communicating with partners, hormonal changes from pregnancy and menopause, even illness and medications can all affect sexual function. It's important to pay attention to these changes. However, unlike men, women have few options.
Now there's Fiera, a new product to help women get their bodies and minds ready for intimacy naturally. Dr. Leah Milheiser is Chief Scientific Officer at Newell.
I'm happy to talk about Fiera, a new hormone-free and drug-free product. It's scientifically proven to get back women's desire for intimacy. 87% of women said they felt in the mood, and 75% said they felt excited and ready. Fiera is a great tool in a woman's arsenal for greater sexual intimacy.
For more, visit Fiera.com. That's Fiera.com.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
47 and change after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I found it interesting to look at the weather around the country today. There's a lot of rain, East Coast rain. This tropical depression, Bonnie, looked like it's going to wash out much. There were four people that were actually killed yesterday in Texas because of the flooding caused by this depression. It moved up the East Coast, a lot of rain in the Delmarva, Washington area yesterday. Supposed to get some more today here where I am in New England, in Massachusetts. Heavy rain right now through the mid-morning. And then it's supposed to, not necessarily, well, dry off in that it won't rain anymore. So maybe there'll be some activity. It was kind of chilly. Not the kind of day that you would hope for the beginning, the unofficial beginning of the summer fun period. I spent Saturday down on Martha's Vineyard. My niece got married, and the weather was magnificent. It was beautiful down there. And I haven't been down to the islands for a couple of years. It's just kind of a fun place. You get off, you want to have an ice cream cone. You just want to have an ice cream cone. You want to have a beer. You want to have some kind of a cookout. The weather and the circumstances that we find ourselves in with these people who were killed. There was a picture of a fellow, maybe you've seen it, it's all over social media, fellow in his car that was being flooded. One of the people that actually died in this had sent a picture of his flooded car out. That's really kind of spooky, isn't it, when you think about it? With your Twitter, the continuous live Twitter conversation at Good Day Show, Instagram.com/Good Day Show, Facebook at Good Day. Comments about what you're doing this Memorial Day would certainly be in order. It's 50 minutes past the hour on Good Day.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino amino acid. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Now 53 after the hour on the Good Day program, it's Tech Talk time. Victoria and I digging around to find exciting, important stories that affect you and your friends as you connect through the medium we call space and time, and using this technology, these tools that we have. But every once in a while, there's a little something that distracts us, because we all know Mark Zuckerberg is the king of Facebook. He's the creator of Facebook. So, as use that word again, anecdotal sideshow here, he apparently bought all of the houses in his neighborhood, and he's tearing them all down, and that includes his own house, because so many people come to his house to just look around. So he's going to build a bunker around a place where what do people take themselves so seriously for?
I know, right? Is he going to put a moat in next? I mean,
yeah, just go up in the mountains and buy yourself the top of a mountain and make a gated thing out of it instead of, I mean, this, I can imagine what this looks like. This is Palo Alto, California, where there are a lot of really sizable homes because it's Silicon Valley. A lot of people make a lot of money there, and so they show it by building these huge homes. So he built four huge homes for himself 4 or 5 years ago. Now he's tearing them all down because people would come by and gawk. He had no privacy. They could see him naked in his bedroom. Ooh.
Not a sight I'd want to see.
Well, at any rate, so they're putting up this metal building. It's like, it looks kind of silly. Have you seen pictures of it?
I have not. No.
It's just silly. It's people taking themselves too seriously. Get a life, Mark. Dig yourself a hole in the side of the mountain, maybe. That'd be better. In a moment, Apple stores are getting a big redesign. Will that make you more excited about going into the Apple store? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motorcycle and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese. Please, I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Music is with us wherever we go, whoever we're with. The sounds we share bring us together, like the sound and feel of an Epiphone Les Paul Traditional Pro, just $349. Sing it out loud with a Shure SM48 vocal mic, just $29. Or strike a chord with Ernie Ball strings, 3 packs for $10. This Memorial Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center, in store and online.
Kohl's makes it even easier to get Kohl's cash. This weekend, everyone gets $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. And save on the summer stuff everyone needs, like swimwear as low as $15, shorts as low as $15, and tees and tanks as low as $10. Plus, take an extra $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Now that's the good stuff. This Memorial Day weekend at Kohl's. Select styles offer valid May 26th through 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
All right, let's get back at it here. So, Victoria, you've been studying the redesign for the Apple stores. Why do they need to be redesigned? I remember the Apple store on the 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica, which is where I go. It's pretty light, bright, lots of tables and things that look like they're usable for, you know, getting people in and out. So what are they doing?
Do you find that when you go to the Apple store, do you feel that it's very sterile?
I feel intimidated by everything. The size of it, the people who oftentimes, although I noticed it better lately, but at first they'd look down on you if you didn't know what the answer to the question was. You're at. You don't know the answer to that? No, I don't, pal. That's why I'm here.
Right.
So I don't go to the Genius Bar when I go to the Apple store.
Oh, okay. Well, if you ever need anything repaired, that's the Genius Bar. So when you go and set up, and then that's when they, you know, look down at you, and I can't believe you can't fix this on your own.
I'm banned from the Genius Bar. There's a big sign in the Apple Store. Don't let Stefan near the Genius Bar.
Well, I think that's all part of the new aesthetic of the Apple redesign. They want to make sure that everyone feels comfortable. They now have leather seats that you can sit in next to the person who's repairing your stuff instead of standing across from them. So they just want to have this much more inviting atmosphere, and it's going to start rolling out. It's in San Francisco right now, and it's going to start rolling out in all the major cities. They're going to have more food, more areas to relax, free Wi-Fi, free musical performances, all kinds of activities. They want people to really hang out in the Apple store, and I think this new design is going to help.
The lady who used to run Burberry
there's a real retail feel to it now. So when you walk into a well-curated store, you want to stay, and that's what Apple wants you to do.
Of course. Buy, buy, buy. Spend, spend, spend.
Exactly.
Yes. All right, so all things Apple, don't want to escape that. It's the Good Day program. Tech Talk time, 59 after the hour.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.